Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State in Upper Iowa getting ready to go at it. Game two of the season for the Bearcat basketball team, coming off a loss last night to match up with Minnesota State Moorhead. A very good game by the Bearcats, but just couldn't quite get it done down the stretch as the Bearcats go to 0-1 on the season. Upper Iowa with a 3-point win last night over another MIAA team in Fort Hays State. Alongside Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, it's been a while since we've been on the air.
It's been a long trip. Yes, across the stadium over here to Bearcat Arena, but we made it in time and ready for some basketball here tonight.
Bearcat football team coming off a 31-14 win over Washburn in the final regular season game of the year for the football squad. Here the basketball team getting their season rolling, and last night it was just a case they couldn't hit some inside shots. That was the biggest difference in the game.
Yeah, you know, they were getting a lot of inside shots, got to the paint well, took the ball to the hole, were real aggressive offensively, and they didn't go down. I mean, you got to give some credit to Minnesota State Moorhead. There was a lot of hands in the air and a lot of interference in there, but they weren't blocking the shots. A lot of those shots were up off the glass and should have gone in. And if the Cats knock a few more of those down, I think last night's result is much different.
Cats lost last night 75-66, and really the final score not indicative of how close that game was throughout.
No, they had to do some fouling late in the half to be able to try to stop the clock and maybe get back into it. Moorhead knocked down their free throws and were able to extend the score out a little bit. So it was a little bit closer than what you saw, but still, you don't have to worry about doing that if some of those inside shots go down.
Upper Iowa winner as they defeated Fort Hays State 86-83 in a close game down the stretch.
I tell you what, these two NSIC teams have come down and had their way in MIAA country. Moorhead earlier today beat Hays here at Bearcat Arena, so right now in those games, NSIC 3-0 against the MIAA. Hopefully the Bearcats can get that turned around here against Upper Iowa.
Northwest and Upper Iowa going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena in our pregame. Northwest Missouri State and Upper Iowa are going through some pregame warm-ups. Matt, I think one of the things that came out of last night's game with Moorhead was Justin Pitts, the freshman out of Blue Springs, getting the start at the point guard position. He really came on in the second half.
Yeah, he absolutely did. He's going to be a fun one to watch for a long time. He's got the potential of being one of those guys where everybody else in the conference goes, geez, how long has he been here when he's playing in his senior year? Because he has an opportunity to be a very productive player for Northwest right from the start of his career. He was last night. Now, well, consistency is a big key, and sometimes that's tough with young players, especially over the course of a long season. But good solid start last night, and we'll see if he can do it again here tonight.
When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, about tonight's matchup. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Pregame Show. As Northwest Missouri State getting set to face Upper Iowa this afternoon, the second game in 2 days for Northwest. Cats coming off a loss last night to open up the season, a loss to Minnesota State Moorhead. But, Ben, when you look back at that ball game last night, some good things that came out of it for your squad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought we competed. I thought we competed defensively. I thought we were into the basketball game. You know, I just thought we were a little too juiced up. And when you're like that, what happens is you see all the missed layups, missed threes, things of that nature, and you know, we need to fix those today. You got to be able to knock down, you know, layups and free throws and be able to knock down open threes if you want to win against a good basketball team.
Yeah, I think you have to feel pretty good, really, overall with the shot selection that they took last night.
Yeah, excellent shot selection. We only turned it over four times. You know, we probably need to be quite honest, we probably need to have more turnovers. probably need to turn it over more because we need to try to make more plays. And I didn't think we did a good job of making plays tonight. And we've got a long ways to go. We've got a young team, but I really believe in this team. I really believe that they're destined to be good. But again, we're just a work in progress. That's an experienced basketball team that we played last night, and they're an excellent team and going to win a lot of games.
I thought, too, the final score not really indicative at all of how close that game was.
No, it was close, and they had control for the whole game. Even when we took the lead, they still had control of the game, but it was a close game. It was anybody's until they kind of broke our backs and made enough plays down the stretch to be able to win it.
Now, you've been talking a lot about Justin Pitts and how exciting he's going to be in a Bearcat uniform, and the fans last night got a chance to see a little bit of what he's capable of.
Yeah, he was excellent tonight. He was able to get in the paint, or last night he was able to get in the paint, you know, I think he needs to do that more. I don't think he's probably doing it enough right now to where he's too passive and needs to be more assertive getting in the paint and making plays.
Now, this afternoon, you've got Upper Iowa, a team that's also a very good squad to open up with, a team that defeated Fort Hays State. Fort Hays, one of the top teams in the MIAA, and a very good game last night there, but Upper Iowa coming up with a win.
Yeah, Upper Iowa's a very good basketball team. They shoot it well. They've got a bunch of shooters, and they really crash the offensive glass. And defensively, I thought they, you know, they kind of junk it up. They're going to switch. They're going to do multiple things on ball screens, and so we'll have to prepare for that as well.
What are some things you want to try to do when you go up against a team like that?
You know, just kind of play your game, and they're not, you know, they're not as gimmicky offensively as Morehead. Morehead is excellent offensively. They've got so many different sets and so many different reads, and Upper Iowa doesn't. You know, they run one offense, and you got to be able to guard it, and you got to be able to take away threes, and then you got a defensive rebound and score on them. So it's the same thing every game, and that's what we need to do.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back into the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarylandMo.org.
Support for today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Jocksnitch Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitch offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Support also comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Upper Iowa tonight, as the Bearcats are hoping to get back at 1-1 on the season after a loss to open up the year last night. So we look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest, will be starting at the point guard Justin Pitts, a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs. He had 15 points all coming in the second half last night in that loss to Minnesota State Morehead. Also, Connor Kirker in the lineup, a 6'2 junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, at one of the forward spots. Matt Wallace at a guard, a 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Another forward is Zach Snyder, last year's NIAA Freshman of the Year, a 6'7 sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas. And inside, Grant Kozed, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. And the lineup for Upper Iowa will have Jimmy Roth at one of the forward spots, a 6'5 sophomore out of Marion, Iowa, who had 18 points in last night's win over Fort Hays State. Also starting is Jared Gamble, a 6'9 junior from Gold Coast, Australia. Starting inside, a transfer from Southeast Community College. Jace Hanna, a 6'1 sophomore, via guard out of Shreveville, Iowa. He had 14 points in last night's win over Fort Hays State. Josh Weaver, a 16-point performance last night, a 6'5 sophomore out of Dubuque, Iowa, rounding out the starting five for Upper Iowa. Again, Upper Iowa 1-0, Northwest 0-1. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Upper Iowa, concluding their pregame warm-ups here, getting ready for a tip-off. Again, Northwest at 0-1, Upper Iowa at 1-0. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, it's been a long day of sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus, but the Bearcat football team got things off to a good start today with a 31-14 win over Washburn.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and they're not the only ones to get a win today as well, as the volleyball team got a 3-1 win to close out their season, and the Northwest women have had a good start to the second half. They were down by 8 at halftime to Wayne State, and they've opened up on an 8-2 run in the second half, and so they've come to within 2 against Wayne State. So hopefully things keep continuing to go well in Wayne, Nebraska for the Northwest women, and it ends up being a fully positive day for Bearcats.
That game being heard on KXCV.org this evening. And after some kind of a rough night last night for sports teams affiliated with Maryville, but things look a little better today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Bearcat women did lose last night. Of course, the Northwest men with their loss, and Maryville High School football team had a 42-game winning streak come to an end yesterday with a loss in the quarterfinals of the Class 3 playoffs. So that was kind of tough to see. But the thing is all these sporting teams have had so many wins and will have a lot more wins in the future as well that you don't often see nights like we saw last night.
Bearcats again facing Upper Iowa tonight. The Northwest women will be back in action Monday night as they'll be back home for the first of 5 home games for the Northwest women. But right now, we've got the national anthem coming up prior to this game between Northwest and Upper Iowa. Of course, the big hope coming up for this game between Northwest and Upper Iowa, just to see Northwest shoot a little bit better shooting percentage, especially inside.
Yeah, they shot real well from the outside last night. As a matter of fact, a big bulk of the game, they had a better shooting percentage from beyond the arc than they did inside the paint. And while they need to continue to be able to shoot well from the outside, which I really think they will, they've got a lot of shooters that are basically have a green light anytime they touch the ball. If they feel like they can get a shot off, they get to take that shot. But they need to bring up the percentage inside, and the result of the game will turn for sure if they can hit those inside shots.
Boy, I have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Peacocks last night against Fort Hays State really shot phenomenally from the field for the game, shooting right around 48%, and they were 50% from the field in the second half last night in that win.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, and a lot of those were outside shots. They hit some real key three-point shots against Hays. It looked like a few times Hays might get out to a little bit of a lead and be able to maybe hold Upper Iowa at bay, but then Upper Iowa would hit an outside shot or two and get right back into it and either tie the game or take the lead, and really just fought hard. I mean, that game was close throughout, much like Northwest's game against Moorhead last night, and then Upper Iowa able to get the win in the end.
For Northwest, again, they're starting on up Justin Pitts along with Connor Kirker, Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, and Grant Kozad. A little bit of a different look tonight as they go with the gunmetal or the dark gray look with the white numerals and the green trim. For the Peacocks, kind of a North Carolina look with their powder blue numerals and the piping down the side of their uniforms.
And for the Bearcat men's team this year, five different uniform sets that they have to choose from if they want. They've got two different home white uniforms. They've got the green. They've got this look that you just mentioned, and they've also got the black look. So it's not just football that likes to vary up the way the look goes or what gear they're wearing. Basketball is getting into that as well.
Upper Iowa out at midcourt. Again, their lineup will have Jimmy Roth along with Jared Gamble, Grant Lang, Jace Hanna, along with Josh Weber. And Northwest will have at the center circle Grant Kozad, the 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, as he'll jump things up. Getting ready to go. Northwest go from our left to our right here at Bearcat Arena. Jimmy Roth will jump for Upper Iowa. Roth, a 6'5 sophomore out of Marion, Iowa. Officials for today, Chris Kespo along with Rick Fields and Chris Williams. And the tip is controlled by Upper Iowa as they go from our right to our left. Across the timeline off the left side, Roth with it to the top of the key. Being chased by Pitts through the lane, pass tip loose. It's on the sideline, out of bounds, and it will belong to Upper Iowa off of Connor Kirker. Upper Iowa to inbound off the right sideline. In this game just underway, quick inbound on the right side for Hanna. Hanna dribbles out right side, being picked up by Pitts. Now it feeds in the lane, driving to the bucket off the left side. The shot won't go by Jared Gamble, and the rebound Northwest. Wallace pushes it down the floor, left sideline to Pitts. Now to Wallace at the top of the key. Pulls up the dribble, looks left side. Snyder open on the wing, the three on the way. Too hard, and the rebound out near the free throw line, picked up by Roth for Upper Iowa. Down the left sideline, takes it out to the top of the key. A three on the way, taken and missed out front by Hennon. Rebound picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Across the timeline to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks right side. Finds Wallace in front of the Peacock bench. Takes it through the lane. Lobs the pass left corner for Kirker. Drives the baseline to the bucket. Now dishes low right side. Kozad and blocks off the right. Shot won't go. Out of bounds. And it belongs to the Peacocks. Unfortunately, kind of a similar type of play that we saw too much of last night. Getting a fairly good look at the bucket, and the shot just didn't fall. Still scoreless. Just a minute in for this matchup tonight between Northwest and Upper Iowa. Out to the top of the key. With it is Gamble. Gamble looks left side Roth. Roth with the right-handed dribble. Now through the lane. Pulls up free throw line left with the jumper. Knocks it down. Roth had 18 points last night in the win over Hays. Gets the Peacocks out to a 2-0 lead. Justin Pitts across the timeline down the lane to the bucket on the right side. Leans in, whistle on a foul. On the block coming up, this will go on Jared Gamble. He'll pick up the first foul of the game.
Still seeing a good aggressive move to the basket. Pitts that time around. Last time, it's a shot fake by Crooker in the corner and a drive. A pass over to Kozad. And so they're still going to take that ball to the bucket. Those will eventually start to fall.
Pitts knocks down the free throw, his first point of the game. Pitts last night, 15 points all coming in the second half. Second free throw is good. And a 2-2 ball game, Northwest and Upper Iowa. Across midcourt on the right side. They swing it left for Hannah. Hannah on the left wing goes cross court right side. And driving to the bucket on the right is Grant Lang. Try to bring it inside. Now to the free throw line through the lane. Dribble knocked loose and picked up by Pitts inside. And a whistle coming up as Pitts is on the floor. Gets a timeout call. 2-2 ball game. Northwest and Upper Iowa. Again, early moments of this one. 18-22 left in the first half. And Matt Gorder, still, I think fans are going to like what they see out of this Bearcat basketball team.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that, you know, Coach McCollum was talking about after the game last night is some of the mistakes that they were making were just youth. These guys don't have a ton of experience, and that means every game out we should see a better basketball team than we did the game before, because experience is going to come just with taking the floor against opponents, and hopefully we see a good step forward here tonight.
Bearcats coming out of the timeout. Starting five stays out there with Pitts, Snyder, Kozeb, Crooker, along with Wallace. Cats will face full court pressure out of the Peacocks after the timeout as Zach Snyder will inbound. Gets it to Pitts, who is picked up by Jace Hannum, a 6'1 sophomore of Shoeyville, Iowa. Pitts down the left sideline into the front court to the top of the key. Looks right side for Crooker, facing man-to-man defense out of Upper Iowa. Now on the left side, they swing it back left. With Wallace, now to Snyder. Snyder on the left side. Looks low left side for Kozad. Kozad in the lane he goes. Up for the shot. Rims around it. Out of the rebound inside. Pulled away by Gamble for the Peacocks. On the fast break across the timeline right side. Hannah tries to dribble through. Double team. Fitz reaches in and will pick up the foul. That'll be the first foul of the game for Pitts. And we're tied up at two early on in this one with 17:51 left in the first half. Both teams with a team foul. Lying to inbound and gets it to Hannah, who brings it out between the circles left side. Back to Lang down the lane to the bucket. The runner off the glass won't go, and the rebound in the lane. Knocked loose and chased down by Pitts. Then the ball pinballs off his knee out of bounds, and it will belong to Upper Iowa.
There were several lucky bounces in there. Northwest got the first one, and then Upper Iowa got the last one, the bounce going out of bounds.
Lang to inbound on the far side. And the inbound goes between the circles for Hannah. Dribbles left and whistle. Away from the ball, foul coming up, and this one will go on Upper Iowa.
An illegal screen set out between the circles.
Jared Gamble gets called for the foul. Gamble out of Gold Coast, Australia, 6'9 junior. We go to the sideline, and that brings in Jordan Hay for Upper Iowa head coach Brooks McCallum. Still tied at two. Justin Pitts will take it across the timeline left side. Picked up the front, so out of by Hannah. Now dribbles right side. Bounce pass, low right for Kozad. Kozad finds cutting back on the far side. Wallace, who goes up with a layup and misses it in the rebound. Put away by Upper Iowa on the fast break. On the left side is Lang. Guarded by Wallace, dribbles to the left baseline, behind the back with the dribble, almost lost the handle on it, gets a pass left side for Hannah. Now back in the left corner, a three on the way, and missed by Lang, fight for the board underneath the bucket, out of bounds, and it belongs to the Peacocks. Still a 2-2 ball game. This Peacock team getting off to a slow start offensively as well. Again, a team that shot 48% from the field last night in their win over Fort Hays State. Inbound, right side, open, jumper on the way, rims around and out, taken by Jimmy Roth, and it's picked up by Kozad with the rebound. Cats from our left to our right, pitch to the top of the key, now to Kozad, looks right side Wallace, into the right corner, Crooker. Crooker to the right wing, out top of the key, left for Pitts. He backpedals as they set up the offense. Pitts dribbles right side, now pulls up the free throw line, looks left side Snyder, into the left corner Wallace. Shot clock down to 13 seconds. Wallace cross court, right side Pitts. Down the lane he goes, drives high off the glass, and it's good. The layup by Justin Pitts. He has all four of the Bearcat points, 4-2. Northwest with the lead over Upper Iowa.
And that was their first field goal.
Left side, 15-foot jumper is good as Jace Hanna drops it down. And we're tied up at four. About 4 minutes in to the top of the key, Wallace. Looks right side Snyder. Launches the three. Is fouled as he goes up with a shot. Jimmy Roth got him as he went up with the bomb right in front of the Upper Iowa bench. And this will get Zach Snyder to the free throw line. Zach last night got off to just a bit of a slow start from outside, but heated up in at the second half and ended up with 12 points. And he was 4-12 on at three-pointers last night. He's got three free throws coming, and the first one is good. It's his first free throw of the season. Second one on the way. Knocks that one down. We'll have a third. Wallace goes to the sideline, and into the game is Anthony Woods, a sophomore out of Kansas City. Woods played last year for Northeast Community College out of Norfolk, Nebraska. And the third free throw is good by Snyder. 7-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. To the top of the key with the dribble is Grant Lang. As Kirker steps out to pick him up. Dribbles on the left side to the left wing, to the left corner. And hooks the pass out front left side for Hay. Hay through the lane, a little runner with a right-handed shot. Won't go. Rebound tip. Then it's picked up by Woods for Northwest. Woods on a 1-on-4 break as the dribble stolen from behind by Jimmy Roth. And here comes Upper Iowa on the break the other way. Roth to the top of the key. Now through the lane he goes. Just his low right side. Shot off the glass is good as he gets it in the blocks off that right. And going up with the shot was Josh Weber. Weber, who had 16 points last night, his first bucket tonight. 1-point game, Northwest up 7-6. Woods on the right wing. Takes right, goes left with the dribble to the top of the key. Now to Snyder on the right wing. As the pass comes out, nearly stolen, but a foul coming up. And reaching in, Grant Lang will get called for the foul. His first, team's fourth. Janelle Hughes in. Also Carson Parker into the ballgame for the Cats. A substitution as Kozad to the bench. And in for the first time tonight, Brett Doherty, 6'7 freshman out of Omaha. It was announced earlier this week that Doherty's little brother has signed a letter of intent, an early signing to play at Northwest coming in next year. Northwest having some luck with the brothers. Gray Starzl is redshirting this year. His older brother went through the Bearcat program and played very well for the Cats. Pitts drives the lane left side. Rebound tipped out front, and it's picked up by Woods for Northwest. Woods to the top of the key, and a bump and another foul coming up on Upper Iowa. Jordan Hay to pick up the foul, and that will be his first. Breaking the action with 14:57 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 7, Upper Iowa 6. We'll be back right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development. Promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
7-6, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. Cats coming out of the timeout. Brett Doherty onto the floor, along with Anthony Woods, also Connor Kirker, Zach Snyder, and Justin Pitts.
Right now, seeing some misses early on inside for Northwest.
Northwest as a team shooting just 17% from the field early in this one. Right side, Connor Kirker takes it to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. A little left-handed runner won't go. Doherty with the rebound. The putback misses off the left. And the rebound inside pulled away by Upper Iowa. And here comes the fast break. Left side, Hughes to the bucket. Misses badly. And the rebound, Kirker for Northwest. And the Cats go left to right. 7-6, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Kirker, left side, Snyder on the wing. Baseline left, Lowe gets it to Doherty, skips it right side for Pitts. Pitts drives on the 2-3 zone, kicks it back right side. Woods, they swing it left side. Open Snyder on the wing, the 3-2 hard, and the rebound ripped down by Carson Parker for the Peacocks. Again, Northwest up by one, getting some good looks, just not falling early. Parker to the top of the key, dribbles right side, bounce pass to the right wing, Hughes. Guarded by Kirkert. Northwest and man-to-man. Hughes with a long left-handed three. Won't go. Rebound left side. Pulled down by Hannah. The putback on the reverse layup right side. As they get it to Parker, puts it up and in. Carson Parker with his first bucket of the game. And that gives the Peacocks a one-point lead. 13:46 left in the first half. Woods to the top of the key. Through the line. Kicks the right side. Pitts wide open on the wing. The three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound Doherty. The putback off the right side. Good. He went up with the left hand and got it to fall. Northwest regains the lead. 9-8. 13:28 left in the first half. Coming down and taking the jumper off the dribble. Jace Hanna knocks down that three. He's got 5 points in the first half. And it's an 11-9 lead for the Peacocks over the Bearcats. Woods to the left wing, to the top of the key. Now down the lane he goes. Kicks it back out between the circles for Justin Pitts. Right side for Kirker on the wing. Kirker to the top of the key. Looks right side on the wing, Snyder. Low right side for Doherty. Doherty trying to post up, spins underneath the bucket. Kicks it to the left side. Pitts open in the corner. The three on the way. Rattles around and out. Doherty with the rebound. The putback good. 4 points for Doherty off the bench. The game tied up at 11. 12:46 left in the first half. Off the left side is Hughes. Now to Hannah. Through the lane, the runner rims out right. He gets his rebound. Kicks the pass left side for Parker. Off the wing. High post left side pass for Hay. Drives on Doherty down the lane. Spins in the lane. Up with a shot. Good. And a foul. This will get Upper Iowa to the free throw line. Foul on Northwest as Brett Doherty will pick up the foul. His first. Just the team's second. Jordan Hay knocks down the shot, goes to the free throw line with the chance for the traditional three-point play coming down the floor. Hay didn't go to the free throw line last night, so his first trip to the line this season. And it's good. He goes to the sideline as Mitchell Igme comes into the game, a 6'8 freshman out of Waterloo, Iowa. 14-11, the Peacocks in front of Northwest. Across the timeline, Matt Wallace dribbles to the left wing. It's picked by Doherty. And goes to Doherty low left as he takes the pass off the bounce and spins off the blocks up with a shot and a foul coming out. And this will go on at Jace Hanna. That'll be Hanna's first.
One thing we've seen both Doherty and Kozad doing last night and tonight is causing their opponents defensively to really have to battle with them down on the block.
Pitts to inbound, baseline left, lobs it all the way up front, chased down by Wallace. Northwest down 14-11. Now to Snyder on the right wing, he'll take the three, nothing but net. Zach knocks down his first three of the game, he's got 6 points total, ties the game up at 14. Hannah across the timeline to the left wing with the dribble. Now in front of the Bearcat bench, brings it out front right side for Lang. Lang trying to drive left side on Vance Wentz, who's checked in for Northwest. Gives it left side for Weaver. Weaver through the lane. A fadeaway jumper over Snyder. Knocks it down from 8 feet out. 4 points for Weaver. A 2-point Peacock lead over Northwest with 11:37 left in the first half. Fits between the circles. Dribbles left side on Parker. Now left wing for Snyder. Open the three. Got it. Knocked down a three from the left this time after hitting a three off the right side. The last possession and we got a timeout. 11:23 left in at the first half. Northwest Missouri State 17 and Upper Iowa 16. We'll keep it here with 11:23 left in the half. And, man, pretty good couple trips down the floor for Northwest.
Yeah, I really like the ball movement we're seeing out of them offensively. It seems like a lot of our talk the last night plus has been about the misses inside. But really everything up to those shots, they're doing a good job of moving the ball around. Working the inside out game. The post players are squaring up when they get the ball down low. So there's a lot good for this offense. It's just frustrating to see so many inside shots miss. But like I said, those will come. The other parts of the offense that we're seeing them do a good job of is the toughest part, really. So I think we're in for a lot of good. They just get the confidence going with a few of those inside shots to go down.
Upper Iowa's picked up there the pace offensively, now shooting 43% for the game. Down the lane right side, a fadeaway won't go, and another whistle and a foul here. That time it was Grant Lang driving down the right side. He'll get to the free throw line as he drew the foul from Vance Wentz. Wentz, a 6'4 freshman out of Leawood, Kansas. And the free throw is good by Lang. His first point of the game. Lang transferred to Upper Iowa from Sioux Falls. He's a 6'4 senior out of Ankeny, Iowa. And the second free throw on the way, rims around and out. And the rebound comes to Northwest and Wallace. Tied up at 17, just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Justin Pitts with the dribble between the circles. Guarded by Carson Parker as he dribbles left side. Tries to get the screen by Doherty. Goes cross court right for Wallace. Now to Vance in the right corner. Vance Wentz with the dribble out to the top of the key. Finds Pitts, left side pass Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the left wing. Goes low left side for Doherty, trying to post up inside. Kicks it back out front left for Wallace. Wallace down the lane. Stops, pops, jumper, rims around and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest off of Mitchell Igby. Back into the ballgame, Jimmy Roth for the Peacocks as Parker goes to the sideline. 10:41 left in the first half, tied up at 17. Justin Pitts will inbound baseline left. All the way out front, Wentz brings it down as he leaps up to bring down the inbound pass. Now out near the timeline for Wallace. To the left side, looking at man-to-man defense. Wallace to the free throw line, pulls up, bounce pass, low left on the blocks for Doherty. Reverse layup off the right side, but before he does, pushed out of bounds and a foul. Coming up, this will go on Upper Iowa. Mitchell Igby will pick up his first foul, and this will get Brett Doherty to the free throw line. Doherty with 4 points out of the first half. Doherty 0 of 2 at the line last night. And we're tied up at 17. 6'7 freshman out of Omaha toes the line. Free throw on the way. Good.
Talked about the Bearcat women a little bit ago. They were down by 8 at the half, 28-20. And now with just under 5 minutes to play, just down by 2 to Wayne State, the host school.
Yeah, Wayne, a very good program there as well. Connor Kirker back into the game for Northwest. Doherty at the free throw line. His second free throw rattles out. Northwest up by 1, 18-17. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Out front with the dribble goes Jimmy Ross. Stops. 16-foot jumper out front. Too hard. Long rebound at the free throw line. Knocked loose. Controlled by Hay. Hay underneath the bucket. Tries to go with a reverse layup. Blocked by Doherty. Chased into the corner and it goes out of bounds. So Northwest will have coming into the game, Xavier Kurth takes the place of Zach Schneider. Inbound out front on the left side. Picked up by Jimmy Roth. Roth to the left wing. Stripped out of his hands. Now chased out to the top of the key. Off the left side is Hay. Long three, takes a high bounce off the rim, rebound tipped, and it is controlled left side, knocked loose, and Connor Kirker trying to come up with it as the ball finally rolls to Kurth, and here comes Northwest with it, is out on the right side. Bring it out between the circles, Wallace. Wallace dribbling between the circles. Gives it to Doherty on the right side, 9:36 left, now to Woods. Shot clock at 12 seconds through the lane. Kirker, a little runner on the way, knocks it down. Kirker puts it up and in. Out to the top of the key. Hannah through the lane. Forces the shot, won't go, and rebound for Hay. They kick it back left side, and a three. A high bounce off the rim. Rebound picked up on the right side by Hannah. Hannah goes low left side for it. West on a foul coming up as they got it underneath the bucket there, and with the shot was Weaver, and he's fouled, gets to the free throw line. Cats up right now 20-17, but Weaver going to the line 20-19 as the bucket counting them. So a one-point game, breaking the action, 9-11 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 20, Upper Iowa 19. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this. 1 minute timeout, back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 20-19 over Upper Iowa, 9-11 left in at the first half. Earlier today on the Bearcat Radio Network is the Northwest Missouri State football team with a 31-14 win over Washburn to conclude the regular season at 10-1 and a share of the MIAA title with Pittsburgh State.
And another game still going on that bears on the playoffs, Wachita Baptist with a 34-20 lead over Henderson State. And the way it plays out, if Wachita holds on, that may mean a trip to Pittsburgh, Kansas next Saturday.
Free throw by Weaver is good as he now has 8 points. And ties the game up at 20 with 9-11 left. Cats looking at a little bit of pressure off the inbound. It's Connor Kirker will take it across midcourt. Looks left side. Finds Wallace. Now back to Kirker out front. Lyle Harris on the floor along with Anthony Woods. Down the lane goes Kirker. Misses the shot as he drove through, but is fouled. We'll get to the free throw line. Foul on Grant Lang. That'll be Lang's second. Kirker, a 6'2 junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, going to the free throw line. Kirker last night ended up with 10 points, part of four players in double figures for Northwest. Drops down the first free throw. Northwest up by 1, 21-20. Trying to add to the Bearcat lead. The left-handed free throw shooter knocks it down. 22-20, Northwest with the lead over Upper Iowa. Into the front court with the dribble left side, Carson Parker, and he carries the ball, palms it as he tries to make a move and gets called for the turnover, and we'll send it right back to Northwest. Been six ties and five lead changes in this game. Northwest right now in front 22-20. Inbound to Harris, he scoops a pass to Wallace, he'll take it across the timeline. Out front, looks right side, Kirker. Into the right corner, Harris. Dribbles with the left hand out front, looking at a 2-3 zone now out of Upper Iowa. Wallace to the top of the key. Right side pass for Harris. 17 on the shot clock, 8:30 left in the first half. Left side pass, Wallace on the wing. Bounce pass out front, stolen. And it is picked up on the left side by Hannah. Drives to the bucket. Shot rejected by Kirker from behind. Harris with the rebound for the Cats. Will bring it back left to right. Through the lane, to the buckets. Goes low, finds Woods trailing on the play. He lays it up and in. Anthony Woods gives Northwest a 24-20 win over up, or rather lead over Upper Iowa. Across the timeline, left side Parker. Out of a double team. Lobs it out top of the key. Open is Roth, the three. Too hard. Fight for the rebound at the free throw line. Tipped high in the air. Chased down by Roth near the timeline. The long pass left corner. Finds Parker. He takes the three. Rims out. Rebound Woods inside for Northwest. Ala Harris. Harris pushes it on a 1-3 break. Lost the handle on the dribble and it's controlled by Parker for Upper Iowa. From our right to our left, Parker across the timeline to the baseline. Up with a shot, off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Roth, puts it back up and in the lane. 24-22, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa. Couple substitutions, Justin Pitts back into the ballgame, along with Zach Schneider for Northwest, as Wallace and Harris go to the sideline. Woods also to the bench. Inbound comes to Pitts. So right now, Northwest going with Pitts, Snyder, Woods, Kozad, and Kirker. Two-point Bearcat lead with 7:24 left in the first half. Pitts dribbles to the left wing to the top of the key. Looks right side, Kirker on the wing. Through the lane he goes. Goes with the pass left side for Snyder, and three-pointer up, misses, and the rebound for Upper Iowa and Janelle Hughes. Two-point Bearcat lead. Just over 7 minutes left in the half. Hughes dribbles in the left corner, double team. Gives it to Hay. Hay scoops the pass left side for Parker. Parker dribbles through the lane to the bucket, drives, shot up and in. Carson Parker with 4 points, ties the game up at 24. Woods into the front court, right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane, trying to find Snyder, tipped away from behind, and it's controlled by Parker. Parker on a three-on-three break, pulls up. Out between the circles, and it will set up the offense as they give it left side for Hughes. Down the lane he goes, up with the shot, and good. Nice quick first step to the bucket, and lays it up and in. His first bucket of the game, 26-24, Upper Iowa in front of Northwest. 6:18 left in the half. Pitts on the left wing. Looks left side for Crooker. Crooker now to Pitts at the top of the key. Looks right side for Woods. Woods dribbles right side. Now down the lane. Ball stripped out of his hands. And it's controlled by Upper Iowa. On the fast break, left side is Roth. Roth drive on to Snyder. Left side pass. Gives it to Hannah. Now they kick it back out front left. And a jumper put up and missed by Jordan Hay. Rebound Northwest. Crooker inside and gives it to Pitts. And Northwest from our left to our right. 26-24. The Peacocks in front of the Bearcats. Pitts dribbles to the right wing to the top of the key. Now as he tries to go with a crossover move, he carries the ball, and the turnover will give it right back to Upper Iowa. A few turnovers here in the last couple of possessions.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't see last night. The Cats had just 4 turnovers as a team in last night's game, but last couple of minutes especially, we've been a little bit careless with the basketball.
26-24, Upper Iowa with the lead over Northwest. At midcourt is Carson Parker. Looks right side. Hughes through the lane. Drives, layup with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Pitts and controlled by Snyder for Northwest. Now back to Pitts. Down the lane off the left side to the left wing. Back pedals out between the circles. Just over 5 minutes left. We're in the first half, and Northwest down by 2. Pitts out front. Gets it to Vance Wentz. Back to Pitts. Looks low right for Cozette. Cozette faces the bucket, now drives. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. Nice, strong move to the bucket by Grant Cozette for his first bucket of the game. Ties things up at 26 with 4:46 left in the first half. Parker, high post off the left side. Gives it to Roth, who's guarded by Snyder. Pulls up, wants the long three, too hard, long rebound, controlled by Snyder, hands it off to Pitts. He races down the floor, left to right, to the bucket on the right side, lays it up, misses the layup, and the rebound, Parker, for Upper Iowa, back the other way as he pushes it. Hughes, on the right side, pulls up on the wing, tosses the ball away, and it's chased down by Crooker for Northwest at midcourt. Good defense by Northwest. Crooker, top of the key, left side Pitts, now trailing Wentz, takes the three out front, misses off the right side, and the rebound pulled down by Josh Weber for Upper Iowa. We're tied up at 26, just over 4 minutes left in the first half. Parker guarded by Pitts in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles left side with the behind-the-back dribble now, nearly knocked loose. Now he looks low in the lane, finds inside, and able to post it up and knock the shot down was Mitchell Igme, and that's his first bucket of the game. A two-point Peacock lead over Northwest, 28-26. 3:40 left in the first half. Pitts dribbles left side. Bounce pass low left for Cozad. Trying to post up with Igme. Now in a double team underneath the bucket. Pushes the pass right side. Crooker in front of the Peacock bench. Knocks down a three. Connor Crooker with his first three of the game. And Northwest regains the lead. 29-28 as they lead Upper Iowa. Off the right side. Nice feed inside as Igme goes up with the shot. Taking the pass from Weber, and it was on a foul. This will get Igme to the free throw line with 3:14 left in the half, and Northwest in front 29-28. Got a break in the action, though, before the free throws come. 3:14 left in the half, Northwest 29, Upper Iowa 28. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
3:14 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 29 and Upper Iowa 28. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Bearcat football and winner this afternoon, defeating Washburn 31-14 as they end up the regular season 10-1 and a share of the MIAA championship. And again here, Northwest up 5-1 in a men's game. Mitchell Eagman going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout, and his first of two free throws misses too hard. Eagman, a 6'8 freshman out of Waterloo, Iowa. And the second free throw, good. He goes to the sideline, and Jordan Hay back in for the Peacocks. Snyder to inbound as he gets it to Justin Pitts, receiving some mild pressure. As Jace Hanna picks him up, Pitts will take it across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Looks high post left. As Brett Doherty takes the pass down the lane, goes into the right corner for Wentz. Out front, Kricker, left side for Pitts on the wing. Good ball movement out of Northwest. We lob the pass back to Kricker, out front, right side. Snyder with the three, nothing but net. Three threes in the game for Snyder. He's got 12 points total in Northwest Missouri State up 32-29. Down the other way, Hughes drives the lane, ball stripped out of his hands. And a whistle coming up, and I think we got a charge coming against Upper Iowa as Hughes will pick up the foul. Wentz to the sideline, Wallace back in. He's a little out of control going through the lane and picks up the charge, and Northwest will inbound.
I'd like to see Northwest make a move and build a little bit of a lead going into the halftime locker room here.
Up 32-29 with 2:34 left in the half. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key, dribbles to the left wing. Spires the dribble. Right side for Pitts, drives the baseline underneath the bucket, kicks it back out front for Wallace. Wallace off the left of the free throw line. Looks high post right side for Doherty. Spins down the lane. A little left-handed fade is good. Brent Doherty, 7 points in the first half. Northwest up 34-29. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. Across the timeline, left side, Hanna. Now they go left for Weber driving and lays it up and in. Weber with 9 points. 34-31. Northwest in front of Upper Iowa. 1:50 left in the half. Pitts walks it across the timeline. Northwest spreading out their offense. They've got three players along the baseline, all spread it out. Now right side is Snyder. A three, good. He's got the feeling right now. Knocks down another three. And Northwest in front, 37-31. For Upper Iowa, off the left side is Hanna. Now left side pass for Roth between the circles. Through the lane he goes. Drives right-handed layup. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul. As Doherty coming over to help out on the defense. I think Doherty will pick up the foul, and that will be his second. Sixth team foul on Northwest. Peacocks right now with 9 team fouls. Grant Kozad off the bench getting ready to come in for Northwest. First of two on the way, and good by Roth. His first free throw of the game. He's got 5 points. Led the team in scoring last night with 18 in their win over Fort Hays State. That 86-83 win. Hughes to the sideline as Parker back in for Upper Iowa. Second free throw is good. Roth knocks down both. 37-33, Northwest in front. Wallace to take it across midcourt for Northwest from our left to our right. Driving on Roth to the left wing. Trying to get a pick by Cozad. Pulls up to the free throw line. Finds Cozad in the lane. Spins fast. We're off. Up with a shot inside. Won't go. A little too hard in the rebound. Hannah for the Peacocks. He breaks across the timeline right to left. Spires the dribble. Looks between the circles for Jordan Hay. They hit the free throw line through the lane. Drives. Shot won't go. Rebound. Snyder. Ball now loose in the lane and controlled by Cozad for Northwest. 47 seconds left in the half. Northwest Missouri State 37 and Upper Iowa 33. Kricker, right-handed dribble down the lane. He goes up for the left-handed shot inside. It won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Hannah. And here comes Upper Iowa on the fast break. Hannah across the timeline to the left wing, to the left baseline. Lobs the pass out front left side for Weaver. A long three on the way. Short, fight for the board out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Off of Roth, and the Bearcats will inbound, taking the length of the floor with 23.5 seconds left in the first half.
Seeing some sloppy basketball here late in the half.
Wallace will walk it across midcourt. Left side for Pitts into the front court with him. And the Cats spreading out their offense here with 10 seconds left, looking for the last shot. Pitts gets a pick by Cozep. Dribble to the free throw line, right corner for Kricker. The three is good from the far right corner. Knocks it down over Parker. And a long shot from midcourt falls short for Upper Iowa. And the Bearcats will go into the locker room at halftime with a 40-33 lead over Upper Iowa. Be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're the half. Northwest up by 7:40-33 with halftime underway here. Matt, you talked about 2 minutes away from halftime that you were wanting to see this Northwest men's team get a little bit of a run at halftime. A little bit of one. It's kind of a sloppy end of the half, but Northwest up now by 7.
Yeah, not bad. I really think they had an opportunity to maybe even get it out to double digits, but had a couple of turnovers in there and a couple of more missed shots inside. Doing better, shooting the ball inside. Still a few more misses than I think you'll see out of them as the season goes along, but still a better job in the paint tonight for Northwest, and still hitting the outside shot much like they did last night against Moorhead.
50% right now from three-point range, 6 of 12, and doing it at the free throw line too, taking advantage of their opportunities there, 8 of 9 at the line.
Absolutely, and if you're going to miss some shots inside, that's a good way to make it up. Just hit all your free throws, and they've hit just about all of their free throws so far.
Already more turnovers than they had last night for the entire game. Just 4 last night, 7 here at halftime.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach McCollum last night in the postgame was talking about how maybe they needed to be more aggressive, and that's part of the reason they didn't have very many turnovers. But I think tonight they're still aggressive and maybe even a little more aggressive, but don't need that many turnovers. Some of them were just sloppy handling of the basketball that didn't need to be turnovers. So hopefully they'll be able to get that turnaround in the second half.
40-33, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa at the half. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville.
The student body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena at the half. Northwest Missouri State 40 and Upper Iowa 33. Again, the Bearcats up at halftime in this men's game. Earlier today, the Northwest football team with a 31-14 win over Washburn to claim a share of the MIAA title and look ahead toward the NCAA Division II playoffs.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting today when snow started a few hours before game time and at one point had the field to where you couldn't see any lines, couldn't see any numbers, couldn't see any logos, anything like that. Grounds crew doing a tremendous job getting it cleared off, and then as the game went on, it obviously got a little bit better, but still tough conditions. The Bearcats handled it well, and on to the Division II playoffs starting next week.
Well, it was originally billed as the Fall Classic at Arrowhead, turned into the Winter Classic at Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah, we skipped right over fall, that's for sure, with the snow and everything like that, but it ended up being a good day. The Cats get a share of the MIAA championship, and really looks like the way it's going to play out, it may be a trip to Pittsburgh State next week.
And if that's the case, I think that's a rematch that the Bearcat football team was looking forward to.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think there were, you know, you look at that game, and I think Northwest outplayed Pitt more of that game than Pitt outplayed Northwest. The only thing was is they got out to a 28-0 lead in a 10-minute span, and that really made the difference in the ball game. So, yeah, I think that'll be a great opportunity for Northwest, even though they have to go down there. I think they'd be more than happy to see Pittsburgh State again.
And I really think Northwest playing better football now than overall than what they played up to that point in the season.
Well, I think that game woke them up, you know, and you end up with a loss. And, you know, so many years we saw Northwest lose really early in the season, usually in a non-conference game, and that woke them up for the rest of the year. They play great through the rest of the year, get in the playoffs, have success in the postseason. But this one just happened a little bit later in the year, and you know, a rematch is not going to be a bad thing, I don't think, for Northwest if that's how it ends up playing out tomorrow.
The selection will be announced about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, I think, when the selection committee makes the pairings. And hopefully at that time, we all know at that time Bearcats are in, and just depending on where they're headed.
Yeah, I think they're in for sure. And the only other game that really has, I think, any bearing on where everybody's going to play out from where they were this week is Wachita Baptist is still playing Henderson State, but Wachita Baptist is going to end up winning that game, and they were at the number 2 seed. If they were to lose that game, they may have dropped and allowed Pitt and Northwest to move up a little bit, which actually would have separated Pitt and Northwest from having to play each other, but it really looks like Wachita is going to hold on. Most likely they're going to stay in that number 2 spot because Minnesota Duluth today played Minot State, so they're not going to get any help in terms of strength of schedule to be able to move up with both of those teams winning. So most likely we're going to be looking at a matchup in Pittsburgh, Kansas, but we'll know, as you mentioned, officially tomorrow afternoon.
40-33 here, the Northwest men in front of Upper Iowa, and the women's team in action today as well. They're facing Wayne State, that game up in Wayne, Nebraska, and can be heard on KXCV.org. And Northwest women bouncing back after a tough game last night, back in action against the host school in Wayne State today.
Yeah, they played a strong second half in that game. They ended up short. They got to within a point during the second half. They were down by 8 at halftime. They got to within a point or within a couple of points a lot of the second half, and Wayne State hit some free throws late in the ball game when Northwest was fouling to try to stop the clock, and were able to get the lead and the final score back out to 8. So it was a 56-48 win for Wayne State, but I would bet Coach Smith probably happier with today's performance over last night's, even though both of them ended up in losses.
And the home fans will have a chance to watch that team Monday night as they're here at Bearcat Arena.
Absolutely, and they've got their next five at Bearcat Arena, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of a good way to start the season, get a couple of really tough matchups on away from Bearcat Arena, and then get a chance to play several at home before you start conference play.
And that game Monday night against the College of St. Mary, that'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:40 on Monday evening. Here again, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team up on Upper Iowa, 40-33. We'll be back as our halftime continues right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest up 40-33 at halftime. As we look at some of the totals here, first of all, for Northwest, ended up shooting 45% from the field. Not bad considering the slow start they got off to. At one point early in the game, shooting just about 17% from the field. 6-12 from three-point range, 8-9 at the free-throw line. Northwest, 20 rebounds, being out-rebounded by one by Upper Iowa. 7 turnovers for the Cats. Meanwhile, Upper Iowa shooting 36% from the field, 13 of 36. Just 1 of 12 from three-point range. They shot nearly 50% for the game last night against Fort Hays State on three-pointers. And at the free-throw line, 6 of 8. And for Northwest, Zach Schneider with 15 points to lead the way in scoring for the Cats. 10 points for Connor Cooker. Connor's knocked down a couple of threes, including one there at the end of the first half. And for Upper Iowa, no one in double figures, led by Josh Weaver, who has 9 points. So that's the way the totals look here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 40-33. We'll be back to have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. Back at Bearcat Arena again, right at the half of Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 42-33. For this Bearcat men's basketball team, they'll be back in action on Friday night, next Friday. They'll travel to St. Joseph, competing in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph, and they'll face William Jewell. That'll be a 5 o'clock tip-off, one of the broadcasts beginning at 4:40. And that really, essentially, a doubleheader with William Jewell that night. The men play William Jewell in St. Joseph at 5, and then the Northwest women host William Jewell here at Bearcat Arena at 7 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah, it's kind of strange when it plays out like that. Doesn't happen too often, but that's all right. It'll work.
Saturday schedule for the Bearcats on the men's side. Then they would play at 5 o'clock Saturday against Rockhurst down in St. Joseph. And for the Northwest women, facing Minnesota Duluth. And that one at Bearcat Arena as well. So that's kind of the way the schedule looks this week with the Monday night game for the Northwest women against College of St. Mary. So a lot of basketball coming up this week.
Yeah, you get into, once you get into the MIAA, a little bit more of a routine, but you got to sometimes play games where you can. Weekend classics are kind of the way basketball has gone in recent years. A chance to get a couple of games in a two-game span at various locations around the Midwest.
One of the nice things, too, about some of these classics is they end up playing some pretty good competition early on. In the past, perhaps playing a few that are anticipated to be easy wins, and that's where you get a little early exposure to some tough competition.
Well, I think it ends up being better for the team in the long run, even if you end up with an early loss on the season. And I think it's better for the fans, too. You get to see better basketball. I mean, maybe it's kind of fun in the long run to have all those big wins, but sometimes they're not as much fun to watch, you know. Last night was an entertaining basketball game. Not fun to see the Bearcats lose, but it was definitely an entertaining brand of basketball.
Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They go from our right to our left in their gray uniforms with white numerals and the green trim, and Upper Iowa in their white uniforms with the powder blue numerals and the North Carolina type of trim down the side. Pitts drives the lane and lays it up and in to start the second half. Pitts last night had 15 points all coming in the second half, so far tonight with 6 points. Into the right corner at 3, put up and missed by Grant Lang for Upper Iowa. Rebound for Kozad. Kozad being double-teamed finally clears the outlet to Zach Snyder, and he'll give it to Pitts. He'll take it across the timeline right in front of the scorer's table. And a foul out front by Upper Iowa, or is it a 10-count? 10-count here coming up first. So Northwest having a little trouble getting the ball up the floor, so Upper Iowa will have it and inbound at the scorer's table.
Yeah, after the rebound, it took Northwest a little longer than normal after a defensive rebound to get the outlet out, and that's really what caused the 10-second count.
Off the left side for Upper Iowa, driving in a jumper inside the lane from 14 feet. Misses too hard by Grant Lang. A foul coming up on the floor, though, and the foul will go up against the Bearcats and Grant Kozad. That'll be Grant's first foul. So Upper Iowa will inbound, baseline right. Lang to inbound. Lobs it on the right side for Jimmy Roth. Roth to the right wing. Down the lane he goes. Leans in. Up with a shot off the glass and good. Grant Kozad thought there might have been a charge there as he falls to the floor, but Roth gets credit for the bucket. And it's a 42-35 game as Upper Iowa has the bucket, but Northwest with the lead. And now one of the officials stops play to wipe up some of the perspiration underneath the Upper Iowa bucket.
That's where Grant Kozad had fallen, and he wasn't happy that there was no foul call. He came up and just kind of said, you might want to clean that up, as he went back down court.
Northwest will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Coach Ben McCollum using this opportunity to talk to one of the officials. Inbound into the backcourt goes to Wallace as Matt will take it across midcourt left side to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks left side for Snyder. Now on the left wing for Crooker. Crooker, cross court right side for Wallace. Out of Pitts on the right wing. Pitts dribbles out between the circles, looks left side for Crooker. Into the left corner, Wallace. Lost it left wing. Now left side finds Snyder. Low left side for Kozad. They swing it right side for Kirker. The right baseline dishes low left side. Finds Kozad wide open in the box. Lays it up and in. 4 points for Grant. And Jimmy Roth comes limping over to the sideline. Looks like he turned an ankle and will be sent to the bench as Jordan Hay will come in to take his place. Spots 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Between the circles, Jace Hannah for Upper Iowa. Into the right corner, Weaver. Northwest in front, 44-35. Weaver through the lane, now goes right corner. And a three put up, or a jumper put up from 18. Missed, and the rebound coming to Northwest as Gamble went up with a shot and didn't get it to fall. Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Looks left side, Snyder on the wing. The three on the way, rims out. Fight for the board by Kozad. Tips it high in the air, but it is controlled by Upper Iowa. Across the timeline goes Hannah. Hannah looks left side on the wing. Lang pulls up right of the lane. Trying to find Weaver coming through the lane. Pass tip goes out of bounds. And over long to north, rather to Upper Iowa. Peacocks will inbound. Baseline right as Grant Lang, a senior out of Ankeny, Iowa, getting ready to trigger the inbound. head coach Brooks McCowan having some words with one of the officials who just looked over at him and goes, "You got to be kidding me." Not sure exactly what that was all about, but the inbound goes on the right side for Jared Gamble. Now to the top of the key line. Back right side, Gamble on the wing. The three is good. Nothing but net. 44-38, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa. Cats looking for their first win of the season. Opened up the year last night with a tough loss to Minnesota State Moorhead. Fitz with the dribble on the right side. Finds Kirker in the right corner. Now to Fitz right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Right side, Snyder. Between the circles, Fitz looks left side. Finds Wallace. Low left side for Kozad. Posts up. A nice spin move to the left. Misses the shot, though, and the rebound pulled away by Upper Iowa. And Jared Gamble across midcourt right side. Lang. Lang to the free throw line behind the back with the dribble. Left side pass, Hay. Now to the left baseline, and Hannah plays it out top. Grant Lang now picked up by Connor Kirker out front. Cat staying in man-to-man defense. Hannah through the lane, expires the dribble, kicks it back out front right side, driving the lane on the right side, losing the handle was Hannah. Goes into the right corner, and a three put up and dropped down by Gamble. Gamble with 6 points on a couple of threes here in the second half. Three-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front, 44-41. Wallace will dribble to the left wing, out between the circles. Now finds Kozad wide open, inside, lays it up and in. Upper Iowa trying to pressure out on the perimeter, but they left Kozad alone underneath the bucket. Wallace found him. It's a 46-41 Northwest Missouri State lead. Right side is Lang, and a whistle and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Zach Snyder gets called for the foul. That'll be number one on Zach. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Upper Iowa yet to commit a foul here in the second half. Inbound, right corner. Hannah, free throw line right, takes the jumper. Got it, nothing but net. This first bucket of the second half has 7 points total. 3 point game once again. Northwest in front, 46-43. Through the lane to the back of Wallace. A little hesitation move. Up with the shot. Won't go. Rebound to the Peacocks. Across the timeline on the left side for Upper Iowa. And with the dribble is Hannah. Down the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound followed by Gamble. Gamble tries to spin right with it as he does. Gets called for a double dribble. And the turnover will give it to Upper Iowa. Or rather, I should say, will give it to Northwest. Kozad and Wallace go to the sideline for Northwest. Brett Doherty into the game for the Cats. And I guess they're going to keep Wallace out on the floor. So it's just a substitution with Kozad to the bench and Doherty into the game. 3 point Northwest lead. Fitz drives to the bucket on the right side. Lofts it high off the glass. Drops it down. Whistle and a foul. Nice strong move to the bucket off the right side by the point guard Justin Fitz. Kissed it off the backboard and goes to the free throw line with a chance at a 3 point trip down the floor. Grant Lang coming over to help out. Gets called for the foul. That's his third. Carson Parker into the ball game, and Lang will go to the sideline. 48-43, Northwest Missouri State in front.
The three officials having a discussion about something here.
Northwest is up at halftime, 40-33.
May have been about when the foul occurred and whether this should be a free throw attempt or not, but it will be.
Pitts going to the free throw line. And makes it a three-point trip down the floor. Pitts now with 9 points, 49-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the right side, Hannah trying to go low, does, and a foul as Jordan Hay took the pass and the blocks off the right side, went up with a shot and drew the foul. And this one coming up on Connor Crooker.
That's a couple of trips down the floor. They've taken Hay, who's normally a wing player, and tried to get him down inside posting up against Zach Schneider. And it's resulted in a foul on Schneider each time.
At the free throw line, Jordan Hay knocks down the first free throw. And Jordan now with 4 points. 2-2 at the free throw line tonight. Six junior knocks down the second free throw. And he'll go to the side, or rather Weaver goes to the sideline, and Jimmy Roth into the game. 49-45, Northwest Missouri State in front with 15:40 left in the game. Pitch across the timeline left side. Free throw line through the lane. Back left side, Snyder on the wing. The three rims out. Rebound chased in the far corner and hustling after it. Jace Hanna for the Peacocks. They go left to right across the timeline to the top of the key. 49-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side and Russell and a travel violation coming up as Hanna gets called for the travel.
He kind of pinned the ball on his hip while he was trying to make his move over toward the left side, and that's what caused the travel.
Snyder to inbound for Northwest. We'll give it to Pitts. 15-16, left in the game. Pitts into the front court off the left side, to the left wing. Out front, finds Crooker. Right side pass, Woods. Woods at the top. Pulls up low right side, Doherty, out of a double team. Hooks the pass, but throws it right to Parker, right of the lane. Parker on the fast break, left side, dumps the pass off. Driving, missing the layup, Jordan Hay fights for the rebound inside. Ball loose on the floor, diving after the corner. And we have a timeout by Northwest. Good hustle going after that ball by Zach Snyder. Went diving after it, was able to corral it in front of the upper Iowa bench and get a timeout. 14:49 left in the game. Northwest 49, Upper Iowa 45. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State in front with 14:49 left in the game. 49-45, the Cats in front of Upper Iowa. It's been pretty close throughout. The largest lead in this one for the Bearcats was 9 points. Upper Iowa had a 3-point lead in this one. And again, Northwest up right now, 49-45. Cats from our right to our left following the timeout. Pitts will take across midcourt left side. Little crossover dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, drives, lays it up, misses the layup, but a great move to the bucket, just couldn't finish it off. 49-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hannah off the right side, gives it on the right wing for Roth, and a collision out front and a foul. And a block foul coming up on Northwest as Anthony Woods trying to slide over gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. Timeout with 14:26 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 49, Upper Iowa 45. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
.45 Northwest in front of Upper Iowa, 14:26 left in the game.
Cats shooting a better percentage tonight, almost 45%, and they made a few more of those inside shots, a big reason why we're seeing that number up tonight over last night.
Upper Iowa with the inbound, driving in the lane, going up with a shot, but it won't count. A travel violation coming up on Jimmy Roth as he made that move inside. So 49-45. Again, Northwest in front. They'll have the ball now, going from our right to our left in this second half in their gray uniforms with the white numerals and the green trim. So quick move by Pitts. Now they go on the right side. Woods with it, brings it half to Doherty. Now back to Pitts' left side. Shot clock's at 18. Pitts off the left wing. Brings it out front. Double team. Bounce pass to the left for Doherty. Kicks it back right side for Kirker. And now at top of the key for Snyder. Now can go low for Doherty with four on the shot clock. Ball tip goes out of bounds. It's off of Roth, so Northwest will inbound with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Fitz on the left side, on the baseline, gets the inbound left for Kirker. Kirker with the dribble, and a runner on the left side banks it, misses it, rebound for Snyder. The putback off the glass is good. Zach Snyder with 17 points tonight, 51-45, Northwest Missouri State leading Upper Iowa. Through the lane, the dribble by Hannah nearly knocked loose. They swing it into the right corner for Parker. Drives, lays it up, misses the shot, and a foul. Doherty coming over on the help side, trying to go up with the block of the shot, gets called for the foul. That will be his third foul. And this sends Carson Parker to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Parker, a freshman out of New Hartford, Iowa, is free throw too hard. Kozad in, Doherty to the sideline for the Bearcats. One more free throw coming to Parker. And that one's good. 51-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Fitz will take it across the 10-second line from our right to our left. Dribbles to the top of the key. Off the right side. Out front with it for Woods. Looks left side for Kirker on the wing. Low post left side for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up. Spins left. Gets around one player, goes up with the shot, misses it too hard. The tip in by Snyder. Good. Snyder doing a good job crashing the boards the last couple trips down the floor. 53-46 Northwest. 13:05 left in the game. On the right side is Hay. Drives on Snyder. Leans it up and in. Jordan Hay with 7 points. 53-48 Northwest in front. Fitz to take it across the timeline. Dribbles out front. Out between the circles. Now to the bucket, all the way inside. A nice layup is good and a foul. Went high in the air. Double clutched it just a little bit. Banks it in as he drew the foul going through the lane with it. And another chance at a three-point chip down the floor for Justin Pitts.
Yeah, they expected Pitts to go wide off of that screen. And when the help extended out wide, that left Pitts an opportunity that he took advantage of, came real tight off of that screen and ended up with the layup.
Jordan Hay coming over and commits the foul. And Pitts at the line, free throw on the way, good. 12 points for Pitts. He's 4-4 at the free throw line, 56-48. Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. On the right side, Carson Parker looks into the right corner. Jordan Hay drives the baseline into the left corner with the pass for Parker. Swings it out to the top of the key and Weaver. Weaver up with the shot on the right side. Forces it, misses it. Snyder with the rebound. 56-48 Northwest. Now Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Out front with the pass for Pitts. Trying to look inside, does. Finds Kozad low right side. Now middle of the lane on the right. Holds it. Drives to the baseline right. Kicks it back right side. Pitts out front left. Crooker to the left wing. Snyder. Now to Crooker at the top of the key. Seven on the shot clock. Crooker down the lane. This is left corner. Wallace open. Three on the way. Good. Nothing but that. Pat Wallace with his first bucket of the game, and Northwest Missouri State up by 11 with 11:34 left. Into the front court right side is Hannah, drives off the glass, won't go, fights for the rebound. Kozad trying to come up with it, it's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds to the block to Upper Iowa.
First double-digit lead of the game for either team right here.
Northwest up by 11. Upper Iowa's largest lead in this game has been three. It's been nine ties and seven lead changes. Snyder to the sideline, a Crooker to the sideline. Vance Wentz in for Northwest. Xavier Kurth also into the game for the Cats. Inbound out front left side goes to Parker. Dribbles left side down the lane to the bucket, lays it up, misses it too hard. Rebound and the putback, no, but a foul. It's a held ball actually coming up. A held ball as Mitchell Igme tries to go up with the rebound, but good defense inside. The possession arrow, though, will give the ball to Upper Iowa. 59-48, Northwest in front, 11:17 left in the game. Grant Lang to inbound. And brings it out front left for Mitchell Igme. Gives it to Parker. Dribbles right side. Off the right wing. Pulls up. Looks low right side. Jordan Hay trying to spin on Kurth. Coming from behind. It's doing the ball away. Justin Pitts for Northwest. He'll take it across midcourt. One on four. Slows it up. Cats will set up the offense now. Trying to add to their 11-point lead. Fits to the top of the key. Left side finds Kurth. Get a bucket back in the first half. Low right side, Kozad. Spins to the baseline underneath the bucket. Trying to lean back out with it. And a whistle and a travel violation coming up on Grant Kozad.
And Kozad just got a little bit off balance there and needed the extra step to keep his legs under him.
59-48, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Lying across the timeline to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes on the left side over Kozad. Shot banks in. Playing with his first bucket of the game, and it's a 9-point Bearcat lead, 59-50. Matt Wallace between the circles, looks left side. Now to the top of the key, into the lane, takes a jumper from 14, got it. 61-50 Northwest. 10:15 left, into the front court right side. With it is Lang. Lang inside the arc, pulls up. Pass tip loose, but it goes out to the top of the key and a long three on the way. Rims around and out, taking a miss by Weaver, and here comes Northwest with it the other way. Pitch cross court left side for Wallace. Into the left corner. Out to the top of the key. Holds it. And finds Pitts out near the timeline on the right side. Guarded by Carson Parker. Couple freshmen going at it. Now Pitts drives the bucket left side. Fade away won't go, but another foul. As Pitts knocked to the floor, and the foul coming up on Carson Parker, that'll be his first. Breaking the action, 9:40 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 61 and Upper Iowa 50. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at
660-582-3677. Back at Bearcat Arena, Justin Pitts fouled before the timeout, goes to the line, then knocks down the first free throws, hits the front of the rim and drops over. Pitts perfect at the line, 5-5 tonight, 13 points total. Opened up his career as a Bearcat with 15 last night in the loss to Moorhead. Second free throw good. He'll go to the sideline, and Lyle Harris coming into the game for Northwest. Cats up by 13 now, 63-50. Largest lead of the game. Across midcourt goes Carson Parker. Hands off to Lang. Back to Parker on the right wing. Looks into the right corner. Finds Weaver. Now cutting through is Hannah. Kicks it back left side to three on the wing. Rims around and out. Taken or missed by Grant Lang. Fights for the rebound. And Kozak comes away with the board. Gives it to Lyle Harris. He'll walk it across the timeline. Goes cross court. Wallace now to Crooker on the right. Kricker picked up by Lang. Dribbles top of the key to the free throw line left and backs out between the circles. Now to Wallace. High post left side, Kozad. Kozad turns, faces the bucket, takes the jumper from 12 and knocks it down. Grant Kozad with 8 points tonight. 15-point Bearcat lead. Across the timeline left, Hannah. Looks right side for Parker down the lane. Tries to dish it, and it's tossed away, but it's picked up by Hannah. Back left side in the corner. Three on the way, and good. Taken from that far left corner by Carson Parker, his first three of the game. He's got 8 points. Northwest in front, though, 65-53. Wallace across midcourt on the left. Dribbles right side. Down the lane, now backs up. Dribble out to the top for the key. Right side for Snyder. Kind of look high post. Finds Kozad on the right of the lane. Bounce pass intended for Wallace is knocked away and is picked up by Upper Iowa on the fast break. Lang. Lang to the right wing. Brings it out to the top of the key. Three on the way by Weaver. Knocks it down. Weaver with 12 points. His first three of the game. And a timeout Northwest. 7:57 left in the game. Northwest 65. Upper Iowa 56. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 65 and Upper Iowa 56. Largest lead of the game for the Bearcats has been 15. It's been cut down to 9 as Northwest will inbound and look at full-court pressure out of Upper Iowa. Wallace to inbound. Gets it to Pitts. Pitts will gallop across the timeline left side. guarded by Hannah. Long bounce pass right for Wallace on the wing. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side. Justin Pitts now to Schneider at the top of the key. The three on the way. Rims out left. Rebound. Kozad. The putback off the right side as he banks it in. Grant Kozad now double figures with 10 points. 67-56. Northwest Missouri State in front. 7.5 minutes left in the game. Off the right side is Hannah. Hannah dribbles out front, goes cross court left side. Lang a three is up and good off the left wing. 5 points from Lang, all coming in the second half. 67-59 Northwest. Wallace into the front court off the right wing. Out front, Pitts. Dribbles in front of the scorer's table. Guarded by Hannah. Been a hard time keeping up with Pitts tonight between the circles. It's a screen by Kozad, dribbles right side. Finds on the right Wallace. Wallace cross court left for Kozad, rather for Crooker. Down the lane, a right-handed runner off the front of the rim and drops in. Something we're seeing more of Connor Crooker last season, a little bit here early on, is using that right hand more and more. Got that one to fall in a 10-point Bearcat lead. Left side jumper, a three is good as Upper Iowa heating up a bit. Carson Parker drops down to three. And it's a 69-62 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 6.5 minutes left. Wallace across the timeline left side. Out between the circle, Schneider. Looks right side for Justin Pitts. Dribbles to the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Now left side. Being chased by Hannah as he drives. Whistle coming up. And a foul. And this will be on Upper Iowa. Getting called for the foul, Jared Gamble. That'll be his third, trying to post up with Kozad. And Kozad goes to the sideline. Doherty comes into the game. 69-62, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts looking to trigger to the inbound. Gets the inbound low left side. Crooker off the basket. Won't go. Rebound Doherty. Up for the shot again. Was on a foul. He went down with the dribble before going right back up with it. And a reach-in foul coming up on Upper Iowa's Jace Hannah. Number two on Hannah. 69-62. Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Doherty, a 6'7 freshman from Omaha, going to the line where he's 1-for-2 this afternoon. Free throw on the way. Good. 8 points for Doherty. A 70-62 Bearcat lead. 6:11 left. Second free throw on the way. Out the back of the rim too hard. And the rebound to Gamble and Upper Iowa. Into the front court right and Lang. Looks left side. And now brings it back right for Jordan Hay. Hay, left side. Gives it to Parker. Picked up by Connor Kirker. Dribbles on the right side for Lang. Lang down the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Parker. Left-hander double to the free throw line. Through the lane. Drives on Doherty. Shot blocked away by Doherty. Ball loose on the baseline. Saved inbounds by Crooker. Now it goes to Schneider. And now it's two Pitts. Didn't have the number. Slows things up as he takes it into the front court. 8-point Bearcat lead with 5.5 minutes left. With was led by as much as 15 in the second half. Pitts dribbles to the left wing. Pulls up. Trying to look and goes to Doherty down the lane left with the shot. Won't go. And the rebound as maybe shot may be blocked a bit by Gamble and is picked up by Gamble. Fast break right side. Lang to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the left hand off the right. Lang with 7 points. 70-64 Northwest with the lead, but Upper Iowa cutting into it. Pitts across the timeline right side. Dribbles between the circles and a reach around foul coming up. Out on the perimeter by Jace Hannah. Not a very smart foul by Hannah. Picks up his third. Northwest will inbound on the far sideline. 16 foul on Upper Iowa. Northwest with 5 out of the second half. Weaver into the game for the Caps, and rather for Upper Iowa, and Parker goes to the sideline. Snyder with the inbound for Pitts. And Pitts out between the circles. Dribbles left side. Goes low left for Doherty. Gets pushed to the baseline. Gets a pass in the right corner for Wallace. Out front right side. Crooker knocks down the three. Connor Crooker had a three before the end of the half. Knocks down another here. And Northwest in front 73-64. Out front for Upper Iowa. A long three is drained out front. Greg Gamble knocks down the three. He has 9 points all coming on three-pointers. 73-67. Peacocks inching closer. Wallace across the timeline. 4:23 left in the game. Into left corner for Pitts. Back to Wallace. Dribbles out the top of the key. Looks right side. Now back out front with the dribble. Expires it. Finds Pitts left side. Now on the left wing for Kricker. Drives to the left baseline underneath the bucket. Right side Wallace. He'll take a three and hit a three. Now Wallace, his second three of the game. And Wallace helps Northwest a 76-67 lead. Out top of the key. A jumper won't go. Rebound tipped by Wallace. Controlled left side. With it, is thrown away, picked up by Wallace. Wallace on the break to the bucket, left side, fouled as he goes to the hoop, knocked to the floor. And this will get him to the free throw line with 3:44 left as that foul coming up on Josh Weaver puts up his first. Timeout with 3:44 left, Northwest Missouri State 76 and Upper Iowa 67. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 120 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Northwest Missouri State in front 77-67 as Matt Wallace knocks down the first free throw as he's fouled before the timeout. Second one is good as well. And an 11-point Bearcat lead with 3:43 left across the timeline. Dribbling right side, Hannah for Upper Iowa. To Jordan Hay on the wing, back to Hannah, right corner. Trying to drive on Pitts, brings it free throw line left. Left side pass. Now driving the lane to the bucket. Hey, shot won't go. Rebound and a travel violation before the shot. Connor Kricker came away with the ball after the missed shot, but the travel will give it to Northwest. We'll have a chance to pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network. Wallace across midcourt, goes cross-court right for Connor Kricker. Northwest in front, 78-67 with 3:15 left. Justin Pitts out near the timeline, takes the pass, drives on Hannah, dribbles to the left of the wing. Now front for Snyder. Thought about the three, but couldn't quite get hold of the basketball. On the right side, finds Wallace. Wallace and a bump out front and a foul. This will go on Upper Iowa. And getting called for the foul, Jace Hannah. That will be Hannah's fourth foul.
Early on in the second half, Upper Iowa tried to extend their defense out more between the circles, be more aggressive out beyond the arc, trying to do that here once again.
78-67, Northwest in front. Campbell goes to the sideline, and Carson Parker back in the game. Wallace at the line, shooting a one-and-one opportunity, drops down the first. He's in double figures now with 10 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and Northwest in front, 79-67. Cats has a team shooting very well from the free throw line. Now 18 of 20 at the line as Wallace hits the second free throw.
All five starters for the Cats in double-digit scoring tonight.
Not bad at all. 80-67, Northwest in front. Roth, free throw line, takes the jumper, rattles around out, and Pitts, the shortest player on the court, comes away with the rebound. Now it goes to Snyder. Snyder trying to find someone open as he's seeing full court pressure. Goes with a pass into the front court for Connor Kricker as they go from our right to our left. Now to Justin Pitts. Guarded out front by Parker. Drives past him through the lane, up for the shot in the lane. Rolls up and in. Tough shot by Justin Pitts as he falls to the floor. He has 16 points now. A new career high for Pitts after having 15 last night. Hey, through the lane, spins past Doherty, up with the shot, and it's good. Jordan Hay with 9 points.
Pitt sets a career high every game he plays like this. Boy, imagine what he's going to do in 4 years.
Kirker goes into the right corner for Doherty. Out front for Pitts. Freshman out of Blue Springs. Dribbles out near the timeline. Free throw line, through the lane, dishes the low right for Doherty. Kicks it on the right wing. Open is Kirker. Knocks down the three. Kirker with 15 points, 85-69 Northwest. Opening things up with a minute 46 left. Free throw line jumper is good by Jace Hanna. And he has 9 points and a timeout, Upper Iowa. 1:42 left. Northwest Missouri State 85 and Upper Iowa 71. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog. Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
85-71, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa with 1:42 left in the game. Northwest will inbound and look at full-court pressure out of the Peacocks. Inbound comes to Anthony Woods, who's double-teamed in the far back corner, and the outlet is tipped away and is picked up by the Peacocks. Full-court pressure paid off. Hey, out front, looks on the right side. With it is Lang, and a quick foul. Stops the clock at 1:31 left, and foul coming up on Northwest as Anthony Woods will pick up his second foul. Lang to inbound in front of the Upper Iowa bench. Inbound on to the right side. Goes right back to Lang. Ball fake. Goes cross court left side. Finds Weaver. Down the lane. Forcing the shot. Rolls around and out. And a foul. And this will get Weaver to the free throw line. Foul coming up on Grant Cozad. And that will be Grant's second foul. Weaver to the line. A 6'5 sophomore out of Dubuque, Iowa. Had 16 points last night in the win over Fort Hays. Has 13 tonight as he knocks down the first free throw. 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Snyder goes to the sideline for Northwest. Cats right now with Woods, Pitts, along with Wallace, Cozad, and Kirker. Second free throw good. 85-73, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. Weaver to the bench now for Upper Iowa. Wallace on the baseline gets the inbound to Pitts. Neal dribble out of trouble into the front court and gets the pass to Kirker. Back to Pitts. 1:16 left. Now to Wallace. To Woods on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles left with it. Out of the top of the key and a bump and a foul. And this will go on Upper Iowa. And Grant Lang will pick up his fourth foul. Weaver back into the ball game. And Janelle Hughes to the sideline for the Peacocks. Anthony Woods to the line. He'll be shooting a 1-1 opportunity. That last free throw with the ninth for Upper Iowa. First trip to the line tonight for Woods. And he knocks down the free throw. Transfer in from Northeast Community College in Norfolk, Nebraska. Sophomore out of Kansas City. Xavier Kurth coming in, a freshman out of St. Joseph. He'll take the place of Grant Cozad. 1:09 left, Northwest up 86-73. Cass continuing to shoot well from the free throw line, 90% this evening. Second free throw good by Woods. 87-73, Northwest in front. Across midcourt left side goes Parker into the left corner. And with the Weaver to Parker on the left side. Goes low left for Hayes. Spins into the lane. Whistle as he tries to move inside. And a foul coming up. They got Justin Pitts a little bit off balance there. And Pitts should pick up the foul here. That will be Pitts' second foul. Kozad to come into the game. And Kurth to the sideline. Jordan Hay, a junior out of Stanwood, Iowa, to the line. 3-3 tonight at the line. 9 points total. Free throw, good. 87-74 Northwest with 59.2 seconds left. Cats trying to go to 1-1 on the young season. Hands off the Peacocks to the same record. Second free throw is good.
And trying to keep the NSIC from sweeping the weekend. Morehead won both games this weekend. Upper Iowa with the win over Hayes last night.
Inbound left side to Woods, who's fouled. Lying to commit the foul with 57.3 seconds left. Kurth back into the game now for Northwest. That foul, by the way, on Lang is his fifth officially. He'll go to the sideline. That'll get Weaver into the ballgame for Upper Iowa head coach Brooks McCallum. Northwest. Finished. Nice, strong second half for the Bearcats. Free throw good.
Yeah, I think we've seen them get stronger each half progressively as this weekend has gone along.
Second free throw. Misses too hard. And the rebound coming to Upper Iowa. Across the timeline with it is Lang. Into the right corner for Parker. Feeds inside and finds Hay. Hay puts it up and in. And we've got a timeout coming here with 48.8 seconds left in Northwest up by 11, 88-77 as they lead Upper Iowa. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
88-77, Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Upper Iowa with 48.8 seconds left. Full court pressure out of the Peacocks as Wallace will inbound. Just a long inbound for Kirker, who's immediately fouled, stopping the clock with 47.7 seconds left. Foul will be on Janelle Hughes, and Hughes picks up his second. And Kirker to the line. 2 of 2 from there tonight. He's hit 3 three-pointers, has 15 points total. And the left-handed shooter knocks down the first. Kozad to the sideline and back in as Xavier Kurth. Second free throw good by Kirker. 90-77 Northwest, inbound left side. Parker, or rather that is Hughes across the timeline, a long three, rims out too hard, rebound, the put back is good, and a foul. Double clutching it was Hannick, draws the foul, will get to the free throw line. He has 11 points. Can't call for the foul, Anthony Woods. That's his third. He goes to the sideline, and Wallace back in. 90-79 Northwest. 40 seconds left in the game. Free throw is good by Hannah. Full court pressure as the Bearcats will inbound. Turnover Winston into the game now for the Peacocks. A turnover, shot is up and missed, and a foul as the full court pressure results in a turnover for Northwest. And this will send Upper Iowa to the free throw line to shoot free throws with 36.9 seconds left as Matt Wallace commits the foul, his first, 10th as a team. And Jordan Hay back to the line. He's 5 of 5 from there tonight. Free throw on the way, good. 10-point game, now 9-point game. Northwest 90 and the Peacocks 81. 36.9 seconds left. Second free throw on the way. Rims in as it hangs on the rim and then drops down. And we've got a timeout. 36.9 seconds left. Northwest 90. Upper Iowa 82. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
8-point Bearcat lead, 90-82 with 36.9 seconds left. Wallace will inbound off the baseline, looking at full court pressure. Runs the baseline, gets the inbound to Connor Crooker. Crooker's one dribble, finds Grant Kozad, who's double teamed as Turner Winston leaps up in the air and lands on Kozad. 6'1 junior out of Solon, Iowa. This will get Grant to the line for the first time tonight. Grant with 10 points. Trying to increase the Bearcat lead. 33 seconds left in the game. And Grant's free throw is good. Winston goes to the sideline for Upper Iowa. Back to the line. Kozad, second free throw. Rims around and out. And the rebound pulled down by by Hannah for Upper Iowa. 28 seconds left. Into the right corner for Parker. Goes low right side. Taking into the lane, spinning right side, and the shot blocked away by Kozad. As he has it blocked away, but comes right back with it. And then Kozad will get called for the foul second time around here, and this will get Jordan Hay back to the line. 91-82 Northwest with 18 seconds left. Kozad picking up the foul. Junior from Stanwood, Iowa, back to the line. Free throw good. He's had a good night tonight. 16 points tonight, 8 of those coming at the free throw line. And the second free throw off the front of the rim. Wallace comes away with the rebound for Northwest. Just his first miss at the line tonight. Ellett goes to Crooker off the right side. 91-83 Northwest with 10 seconds left. Now Crooker on the right. Just holds the ball as Upper Iowa backs off on defense and allow the Bearcats to dribble out the clock. And Northwest will go to 1-1 on the season while Upper Iowa falls to 1-1. So the Cats, after a loss last night to Minnesota State Moorhead, get on the winning track tonight as they defeat Upper Iowa 91-83. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarylandMo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Beertaller, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State goes to 1-1 on the year with a 91-83 victory over Upper Iowa. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, really a strong performance out of Northwest tonight.
Yeah, as we talked about, we expect to see them pretty much every game get better and better as the year goes on with the youth that this team has, and we saw them take a good step forward in this one tonight.
And we talked about it in the pregame, talked about it last night, but I think fans are going to like what they see out of Justin Pitts.
Yeah, I think so, and several of the other players as well, but Pitts has stepped out early in these first two games and scoring 31 points total on the weekend has had it really kind of set the bar for the rest of the young guys and the rest of the new guys in this lineup. Those names that we're used to from years past, I think we know what to expect out of those guys, but hopefully Pitts has set the bar high for the rest of the newcomers.
And seeing good performances tonight out of some of the guys that have been around for a while. Connor Kirker ends up with 17 points. Zach Snyder, again, knocking down the threes like he did last season. Grant Cozad with a solid performance tonight. Just really an all-around good performance, I think.
Yeah, I mean, five guys in double-digit scoring, just about six. Doherty was a couple of points shy of getting into double digits, but that makes it even better. And that's the one thing I think maybe they will have to add. You can't rely on your starting five to be the double-digit scorers all the time, but early in the season it's okay as you try to work out that depth.
91-83, the final score. Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa. We'll be back and have more, including the extra effort award. That's coming up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university spending needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State with the win tonight, 91-83 over Upper Iowa. Time now for extra effort reward. And, Matt, you look at some numbers here. Connor Crooker really kind of stares out at you here with some of the numbers in the box score.
Yeah, he played the most minutes for anybody on either team, really, is what sticks out. Did end up the leading scorer for the Cats with 20 points tonight, but the number that's magic tonight for Connor is 4. 4 assists, 4 rebounds. He was 4 of 4 at the free throw line and 4 of 4 from 3-point range. So I think that's the magic number tonight for Connor Crooker, but did end up with a very nice evening for Northwest.
So, again, Connor Crooker, extra effort reward winner. Zach Snyder ends up with 19 points tonight as well. He had 6 rebounds, 16 points for Justin Pitts to go along with 3 assists. You have Matt Wallace with 12 points tonight with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Grant Kozad, 11 points and 5 rebounds tonight to go along with an assist. 8 points for Brett Doherty coming off the bench. You have 3 points for Anthony Woods, a bucket for Xavier Kurth. Just, again, everyone that played contributed in this one here tonight. And for Upper Iowa, only 2 players in double figures after having, actually, 3 players in double figures after having 5 last night. Jordan Hay had 16 points. He was 8 of 9 at the free throw line. 14 points for Josh Weber, and then 12 points for Jace Hanna. Look at some of the team totals out of this one. Northwest ended up shooting 85% from the free throw line for the game. And overall, they were 23 of 27. Shot 53% from the field, 53% from three-point range as well. And rebounding totals out, rebound of 36-32. 12 turnovers tonight compared to 11 for Upper Iowa. But just overall, the numbers really look good for Northwest.
Yeah, they did an all-around. And like we said, a step forward tonight. And that was the important thing for the Bearcats is to just keep improving every game.
When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131. In store at 5th and Buchanan or MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 91-83 over Upper Iowa. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ben, I thought a good win for your team tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we competed well. I thought that defensively, especially in the first half, we executed I thought offensively, in the first half we executed again. We were missing our wide open shots again. And I think, again, we just needed to get a win underneath ourselves and underneath our belt and you know, come out and hopefully the next time, you know, hit those open shots early.
You were able to get part of the outside shots to drop down there in the second half especially.
Absolutely. You know, I think almost right now a three-pointer is better than a layup for us. Because right now we're missing a lot of layups. I mean, we probably missed 8-9 layups again tonight. You know, we've got to be able to finish those, but we don't want it to get in our heads either. So, but yeah, offensively, I think we clicked last night, to be quite honest with you. I thought we played a little sped up last night, so we didn't finish the things that we normally finish.
And just talk about defensive effort tonight. I thought, really, for the most part, you did some good things out there defensively here, too.
Yeah, you know, we kind of switched up our ball screen coverage slightly, and I thought that made a huge difference in how we defended them. And we were able to keep the ball out of the middle, especially in that first half. And then the second half, you know, they just kind of got on a heater. They played a little looser. They got down 15-16, and so then they just started, you know, chucking it up there. And that's difficult to defend, you know, when you just shoot with no concern.
And I went over Upper Iowa. For those that don't know a lot about Upper Iowa, they're a very good basketball team, a team that knocked off Fort Hays State yesterday afternoon. So I think a good quality win for your team there.
Oh, yeah. I think Upper Iowa's excellent. I think they've gotten a lot better from last season. I think they're, you know, I think they're tough. I think they go to the offensive glass. I think they shoot it. I think they're going to beat a lot of teams in the NSIC, and that's a huge win, in-region win, early in the season for us.
Now you get a win here tonight. You go to 1-1 on the season. Now, a few days off before you get back in action next Friday down in St. Joseph against William Jewell. What are some of the things now you want to take out of the first couple of games here to get ready for next weekend?
Well, I think the experience. I think the experience of just playing against Division II competition in a live setting, I think that's huge for us. I think we'll be able to knock down some of those shots that we didn't knock down tonight and last night. And then defensively, I think we're gaining a little bit of confidence in what we do and kind of trusting our game plan a little bit better.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. 91-83, the final score. Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from ANG Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. ANG provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Well, a long day of sports on Bearcat Radio Network coming to a close here as the Northwest Missouri State basketball team on the men's side defeats Upper Iowa 91-83. Earlier, it was the Northwest football team with a 31-14 win over Washburn to close out their year at 10-1, share the MIAA title, and a trip to the NCAA Division II playoffs.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And really, all in all, a pretty good day for Bearcats. A win for volleyball in their final game this year over in St. Charles. We saw the women's basketball team, despite an 8-point loss, I think, probably played a little better basketball. We'll be hearing from Coach Smith, obviously, on Monday more about that. But looks like they played a little bit better tonight than they did in their first game last night as well.
And they'll be home Monday night. They face College of St. Mary, 6 o'clock tip-off time. We'll have that along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:40. So chance for the home fans to see the Northwest women's basketball team after their trip up north to Wayne State.
Yeah, I got 19 points today out of Ariel Easton. She had 8 rebounds as well. Timber Schechinger led the team in rebounds with 9. So, again, I think both Bearcat teams are expecting the same in terms of just seeing improvement each and every game this year.
And the Cats on the men's side here, 1-1 on the season. They'll be back in action on Friday, next Friday, as they'll be in St. Joseph, part of the Hillier Classic with William Jewell. And we talked about it at halftime, kind of an interesting doubleheader that night, the 5 o'clock game for the men in St. Joseph against William Jewell, which we'll have on the network. And then right after that, it's a women's basketball here at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Women. We'll be facing William Jewell.
Yeah, that's good how that works out. At least both teams are separated. Sometimes you get those doubleheaders and they're too close, and it makes it a little bit tough. But good separation for Friday and, anyway.
And we'll know by Monday night, actually know by tomorrow late afternoon, who the Bearcats' opponent will be in the Division II playoffs for football.
That's right, and not just the opponent, but where they will be playing next week as well.
So a lot to look and pay attention in the next couple of days. Again, don't forget, Monday night, it's Bearcat women's basketball, Northwest Missouri State and College of St. Mary, 6 o'clock tip-off, airtime at 5:40 along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, here in this men's basketball game, it was Northwest with a win over Upper Iowa, 91-83, as they go to 1-1 on the season. My thanks to Matt Gorder. Earlier today, Brent Barnett with Bearcat football, and also Brandon Travis engineering the network on both the football and basketball games tonight. Thanks to Brandon as well. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.